This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Sir, do you have a statement on Syria?
Well, obviously, the events that have occurred in Syria with the chemical weapons attack here in the past day have just, I think, horrified all of us and brought to the front pages and to our television screens as well the tragedy that is part of the Syrian conflict. There is no doubt in our minds, and the information we have supports, that Syria, the Syrian regime under the leadership of President Bashar al-Assad, are responsible for this attack. And I think further it is very important that the Russian government consider carefully their continued support for the Assad regime.
Sums it up, doesn't it? Right there, that the United States, the president particularly, and the administration, absolutely horrified with the video and the reports that were coming out of Syria with the use of chemical weapons, families, young babies, citizens, innocents, that were murdered with the use of chemical weapons. And there was no red line. Donald Trump never talked about a red line. He just took action. And the thing is amazing, Scott, here, which I was glad to see, was the bipartisan agreement on this. Even Chuck Schumer had to speak positively. Benjamin Netanyahu, which we also have a clip we'll play a little bit later on, was pleased, I guess, if you want to put it in those terms, that leadership has returned to the world, and that Donald Trump took this action to put everybody on notice. And there's no question, go ahead.
The gist of Netanyahu's thing was that it's good to see that not only was there tough talk, but tough action coming from the United States.
Exactly.
That was the general gist of it. He goes, right. And Trump, he said, this crosses many lines for me.
Right.
And he didn't, after he said that, 12 hours later, the attack happened. He also planned it out to where he had just finished, this happened right as he had finished dinner with the Chinese president. Yeah.
And for dessert, ladies and gentlemen, we have for you bombing of Syria. That had been quite interesting because the bombing of Syria had international implications. What does this say to China and North Korea even?
Well, I think it sends the message that, hey, this isn't, be careful who you choose to back here.
Right.
I think that's what it says. I think that obviously, if somebody, you might know that somebody has the big brother, so to speak, behind them, but sometimes the little brother still does something that gets them in trouble.
Right, exactly.
And I think that's what this says, is I don't care who you have behind you, you're not going to do this.
Right. Yeah, because you got a lot going on here, especially with China, as Dr. Krautheimer had said and others, that, look how aggressive, how militarily aggressive China has been recently. They feel like, okay, we can afford to let little brother be a little rambunctious here, because it kind of takes away from what we're doing, because they're focused on that and not what we're doing in the China Seas here.
It's also not unprecedented for us to put sanctions on countries that back countries that are doing this. So
exactly.
We could put sanctions on China,
right,
because of their lack of inaction with North Korea.
Well, and I think that's part of the meeting that Donald Trump is having with President Xi, is that don't make me do this. Just like with Assad and even putting Putin on notice. And, of course, this really messes up the whole narrative of the Democrats' boogeyman about how Donald Trump wants to be BFFs with Vladimir Putin, doesn't it? It puts that to question. The conversation continues. Megan Barth coming up, and a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with former Pentagon expert Michael Rubin as well, who will be chiming in and giving his perspective as well.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Hey, just let it fly, okay? I can handle it. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And as the conversation continues today, it's hashtag BML Talk. Let us know your thoughts, especially as we were going to bed last night. We get the reports that Donald Trump strikes Assad. With us right now, the one and only Megan Barth. Megan, of course, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you for being here. It's always a joy to have you with us, to have your insight. Especially, you know, today, so much happening, whether we're talking about Gorsuch, we've got, of course, bombs blasting in air, dozens of bombs, Tomahawk missiles going into Syria, making a very profound statement, and one, interestingly enough, Megan, that has been received with some bipartisanship.
Yeah, even some of Donald Trump's most ardent supporters, Ann Coulter, Paul Joseph Watson, et cetera, and some other pundits have railed against Donald Trump for this action. But then we have others on the left that have supported it. Chuck Schumer, John McCain, I'll throw in there,
right.
Nancy Pelosi. And so, but what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to allow these chemical weapons to get in the hands of ISIS?
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to sit by and watch massive genocide occur under the Assad regime, much like Barack Obama did?
Exactly. Well, we were talking about this.
In this situation, yeah. If the red line was truly a red line.
Right.
And so we've thrown out the red lines, and we've shown strength,
mm-hmm.
and we've shown resolve that we are going to not create a red line, nor are we going to sit by and allow this horror to occur. We had to take out these munitions. We had to take out these barracks that house these munitions. And you know what I find most interesting, Bill, as well, is Susan Rice once again lied to the world and the American people when a year ago she told NPR that the Obama regime was successful in the removal of chemical weapons from Assad's regime.
That was their deal with Putin. They made this deal. I guess the reset button must have jammed there when they made that deal. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. The reset button not only jammed, but again, Susan Rice lied, and Obama allowed her to lie to the world. So now we have what we have, and when Donald Trump says he inherited a big mess, we just see how big that mess truly is.
Yeah, I think we're still at the tip of the iceberg, Megan, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And we've been saying this quite a bit, and you and I have discussed this as well, is that much more will be revealed on the other side of the former president's administration. I think that you know, people are going to start coming out realizing just how dangerous and what was done, you know, by this former president. And it's going to be incredibly revealing, but it's things that have been hit back. This is, you know, this is just tip of the stuff. I mean, you know, talk about all the, you know, whether you want to call it wiretapping, the surveillance of the Donald Trump team, even well before he was going to be the nominee or the president. I mean, you know, over a year prior. So he had been targeted by this administration. And so, and no big surprise, the Obama administration had demonstrated time and again, they were weaponizing every agency they could get their hands on for their benefit. And I'm sure, they had their own enemies list, whether it was very well printed up, as part of their mission statement on the walls of their, you know, of their offices. It was clear that they had their enemies list, and they were working it, and they were going to use everything they could against them.
Well, they obviously were not using, the Obama administration was not using our intelligence agencies for the war on terror, because under Barack Obama, there was no war on terror.
No.
Climate change was the war that he was fighting.
Right.
So these intelligence agencies were used for political purposes in order to for opposition research.
Right.
And in order to create an enemies list that was obviously very long, and the first casualty of that opposition research and the political targeting was Michael Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not only one. They targeted the entire campaign team and the transition team. And so this is the problem we have. Not only was Intel under the Barack Obama administration manipulated in regards to ISIS,
mm-hmm.
and in regards to the war on terror, we know that from a Pentagon whistleblower, that the information being fed to the American people was doctored
mm-hmm.
to make it seem as though the war we were winning in the war mm-hmm. on terror. But we now know that that simply wasn't the case, especially when you have a congenital liar, which is
right.
what she seems like by the name of Susan Rice, whose first inclination is to lie,
right.
whether it was Benghazi, whether it was chemical weapons with Assad, or whether it was her knowing that there was a full-blown investigation that our intelligence agencies were conducting a political operation for political assassination. Her first inclination was to lie about that a couple times, and then finally she admitted, oh, yeah, she did know about it. Oh, yeah, she didn't unmask. Oh, but she did unmask, but she didn't unmask Michael Flynn,
yeah.
which begs the question, who
it
did?
It bruises the brain. And
yeah.
And the thing is, Megan, this goes to the top. This is a culture that was well established by this president. You didn't bring the president bad news. Military was frustrated because they would try to say, you know, this is what's happening at the ground level. But they learned really quick that you didn't disagree with the president. Whatever, you know, hey, what's happening down there? What do you say is happening? You know, that's the way the meeting started and the way they were formed. The president didn't want to hear bad news. And you talk about the lying, I mean, even down to the jobs reports numbers. I mean, you know, we're going to look back decades from now on these job numbers, and people are going to go, what was so bad about the Obama administration? Look at his jobs numbers. They were just incredible. They were under 5%. You go, you don't realize. It's 5% with many asterisks. You know, there was lots of conditioning, lots of massaging of those facts and figures.
Well, and 94% of the jobs created under Barack Obama were part-time jobs. And that's why Donna Brazile did not want to talk about job numbers because the Democrats knew that it was nothing but a lie.
Yeah.
And the lies are very long, whether it was something as simple or as, and not as simple, but if it was a simple lie like if you like your doctor, you're going to keep your doctor. They knew full well that was a lie. But when it comes to our safety and security, when they're conducting espionage operations, and like I said, not on behalf of intelligence gathering for national security, even now, our intelligence agencies have been weaponized,
mm-hmm.
and this is a danger that we're facing.
And this is all part of the stuff that the Trump administration is dealing with the leaks that have been going out at every turn. I believe, and we've been saying, the landmines that were put in place by this outgoing president. I mean, he purposely filled up wells, so to speak, salted the fields, and left a big mess behind that Donald Trump would end up being booby-trapped by, and, of course, so far one victim in Michael Flynn.
you're absolutely right. This is nothing but a complete sabotage in order to undermine any and all progress.
You know, so much for a smooth transition. We got to go to break. More from Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of Reagan Babe, BABE.com. Bill Martinez here with you. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, I understand there's mixed emotions regarding the missiles being targeted in Syria. Some are even saying it's not enough. You know, why just take out one airfield? Why not take out all the airfields? And maybe some of that had to do with, you know, how much disturbance in the force did you want to create with Russia. Syria is one thing, but then you've got Russia reacting and everybody else. And, of course, once, you know, that we've learned from history, once you start putting military action into play, then you're going to get a reaction. And, you know, with this that came down, you don't know what the reaction is going to be until you get it. And that's what makes people feel nervous.
Yeah, and what makes me feel nervous is that Assad has chemical weapons, and those could end up in hands that are much more dangerous to us than Assad. Right. I'm not for intervention. I'm not for rebuilding countries. If we are going to go to war, and this is something that Rand Paul said yesterday, we have a congressional action whereby we declare war.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go in, we take no prisoners. We don't rebuild. This whole rebuilding notion has come just in fashion over the last, 50 or so years. That's not that, war is ugly. There are casualties of war. And we don't go in to unnecessarily save the country. We go in to leave it a larger hellhole than when we came in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you watch the situation in Iraq. Colin Powell actually was right on Iraq, whereby we don't rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go to war, we leave it, like I said, just a big hole of sand and let them rebuild. And so, you know, I'm not cheering today that this happened, and I realize that Donald Trump changed his position on Syria. And as a Trump supporter, you know, you have to have faith in your commander-in-chief
mm-hmm.
that he was receiving good intel and that General Mad Dog Mattis was right as leading this effort. But now here we are. And now what do we do? And I hope to God we aren't going to get into the same situation like we did in Iraq.
Well, it's a tough deal because for so long America was leading from behind, as you know, and now it takes, I believe, its rightful position. Again, and what reinforced this perception was I keep hearing Marco Rubio's voice, that our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. And, you know, we need to have that be part of the recipe. And, like I say, these bombings, what have taken place are far reaching. It's much more than Syria. I mean, and interestingly enough that here you are, you're doing this while the president of China is in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, what kind of meeting is that going to be today?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And I understand that America, you know, leads. And as we shrunk back from the world stage, we see the rise of bad actors, whether that's North Korea or Putin or China or the Northern Horn of Africa being ISIS, a jihadi training ground and breeding ground. And we see the rise of ISIS. And so we had to take a step as far as showing leadership, but I hope to God that we have a strong coalition because we know the United Nations is completely inept. You know, this is why the United Nations was really formed, you know, to rail against these types of actions and build coalitions and have a strong presence as far as peace in the world,
yeah.
And it's peace through strength.
Wow.
It's not allowing these rogue regimes to commit widespread genocide and do nothing about it. And so when Nikki Haley took the UN stage yesterday, or excuse me, a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
and showed the pictures of the children, she was very forceful in saying, you know, this is part of our role here. We're supposed to stop this type of genocide, et cetera. and we're doing nothing. But I can tell you what, the United States is going to do something.
Right.
And this is obviously the something.
Well, and the other thing that should be concerning for the rest of these bad actors, as you know, Megan, once you set things into motion and you start firing bombs, how much time is there going to be when the aiming points start moving, a little bit different area? So who's next? Because once you start getting this going, especially in light of the international response that has been taking place for the most part, even bipartisanship that has taken place, I think it's going to be a little bit easier. You know, it's kind of like what happened with the Democrats forced with Mitch McConnell in this Reid option, the nuclear option that was exercised. You know, I think it's going to just it's setting a whole new rule in the Senate, as what happened last night is setting a new rule internationally.
Right. We've definitely shown force and strength, which is something that, we haven't had for 8 years. As I said at the top of your show, Barack Obama has zero interest in fighting the war on terror, didn't believe that it existed, and said that climate change was the number one threat to Americans. And so we realized that that was a bunch of malarkey, and I realized that very early on after he said it. But when there is a vacuum of leadership in the world, there are going to be other ones that want to fill it. Yeah. And that we are learning now the hard way. You know, some people say, well, Trump said he was never going to get involved in Syria. Well, he said that when he was a candidate. Mm-hmm. Now that he is commander-in-chief, he has much more access to intel. And there are many critics that were his supporters on the right. There are many critics on the left who now support what he did. So, you know, you take all of this in and you say, did we make the right decision? Well, at the end of the day, you have to have faith and trust in the commander-in-chief that he did the right thing based on the intel that he received.
Exactly. Well, it's one thing, as you say, to be a candidate. The other part is when you are in the Oval Office and you have the weight and measure of the office on your shoulders. And just even when he said, and you echoed that just a moment ago, that he inherited a mess. When he said that, I don't know if you noticed the look in his eyes. I mean, it was profound when he said it. Simple words, I inherited a mess. I mean, you could tell there was a lot more to that statement than what he was saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could tell as he was standing next to King Abdullah that he was very moved and affected by the images that were coming out of Syria,
mm-hmm.
and that he felt that he had to do something.
Right.
And that's my question. You know, are we supposed to sit by and allow this type of genocide to occur?
Well, we saw what happened in World War II when that happened. When
correct.
You had churches singing louder as the trains were going by, and the Jews were crying and screaming aloud. You know, the pastors of the church just said, well, just sing louder. This is what, sadly, our humanity, it's easy for us to stick our heads in the sand. It takes character. It takes leadership to say, this is unjust, and I'm going to lead the way here. And so, though it could create problems down the road, this could be the very thing, Megan, that the international community and these bad players need to hear loud and clear, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Kim Jong-un in North Korea, whether it's China or anybody else that would want to raise their head, against the American way of life and the ideals and democracy that we believe in.
Yeah, absolutely. And Assad is already responsible for the slaughter of 500,000 people. How many more?
Amazing. And it was not that long ago. Scott and I were talking about this yesterday. I remember when the reports came out, and it was, you know, hundreds of people dying, and it was thousands, and they just gradually grow up, and now it's hundreds of thousands. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of Reagan Babe, that's BABE.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Ripley's Believe It or Not hosted the annual National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest in New York City. This year, 7 participants from across the country worked hard to stink up their shoes for a chance to win the national title. But only one rancid pair of sneakers could take the prize of $2,500 with an additional 2-night stay in New York City, tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin, and a supply of Odor Eater's products to kick out the odor from his funky footwear. This year, Connor Slocum was the grand prize winner. Rachel Hertz, Ph.D., author and professor, Brown University.
It's amazing how foul kids' sneakers can get from just everyday activities. These keep getting more rotten every year. We're happy to have this contest where kids can find a place to be themselves and have fun. The Rotten Sneaker Contest allows them to be proud of themselves and just be kids.
To learn more, visit www.odoreaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, I want to go home where the fear is gone. I'm letting you open up where I belong. Where I belong. I'm going home.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. No question. You know, when you have an action like what happened yesterday, some are applauding it, saying it is about time. America has returned to its rightful international leadership position. As I mentioned, you hear Marco Rubio's echo from the campaign that our allies no longer trust us. Our enemies no longer fear us. Is the tide changing here as a result of this single action? Some said it is not enough. Some are concerned that we're intervening. This is a civil war, but we're already there. You cannot stick your toe in war. You either are all in or you're all out. You can't be somewhere in between. And this has been part of the problem with some of the military strategy we used in the past. But I think it was clear and understood when Donald Trump had selected the military experts that he did to be in his administration, whether it was General Mattis and McMaster's. These are serious military men. They understand what war is all about. War is about breaking things, and things get damaged along the way. And, you know, has America, as a result of executing war in the past, if we, you know, some would say, you know, as Megan was suggesting, that we have you know, taken too much responsibility post-war. You know, but that is our heart. That's our compassion heart, is that, you know, we want to clean up, you know, want to clean up the mess. And maybe, maybe by experience, we understand that there might be some place in the middle in cleaning up the mess, is that we do it in such a way that is win-win, and it's not so much on the backs of we the people. And this is why this, you know, for us, it seems like, you know, for people not involved directly in the military operation, that it just lingers, that, you know, the people themselves need to pick themselves up by the bootstraps, in much the same way that certain countries did in Europe. And the ones that were able to do this on their own, look at them today, as opposed to others that became entitled. It was like never enough. You know, it just reminds me again of that that clear illustration that John Stossel did many years ago. It was about this country. It was about two Indian reservations, one accepting billions of dollars in funding from our government, and the other saying, no, that's okay, we'll take care of it. You know, we'll do it on our own. And, of course, you can imagine, you know, what it must have been for some of the people there on the reservations, you know, who are saying, wait a minute, take the money. What are you doing? You know, the other people are taking the money. They're going to give us billions of dollars. What are you doing? No. The leadership there understood that there was going to be personal ownership, pride, you know, the land that was assigned to individuals, that they were going to have personal pride in it. And it is a glaring contrast. And study in human sociology and what happens when you empower people to fend for themselves and take self-responsibility. Today, you take a look at those two reservations, the reservations that took billions of dollars. You got alcoholism running rampant, entitlement, you know, the minds, the thinking, the lack of creativity, ambition, the lack thereof, self-responsibility. Again, what happens when people think like, you know, I don't need to, it's not my job, you know, I don't need to be responsible. And their response is, look, if you only gave us more money, we could straighten this. You know, the reason we have alcoholism problems and all this other deal is because you guys didn't give us enough money. Now, hold that in contrast to the other reservation that said, we don't want your money. You go there and the pride of ownership is clear and so evident. It is stark. In comparison, the homes there, the communities built up, low levels of alcoholism and drug usage and that sort of thing. I mean, it's a healthy, vibrant community. And this is what happens when people take responsibility. And we should see that. That should be such a clear lesson for the rest of us outside of the reservation to see what this human experiment tells us, not only in our own country, but in other countries as well, is that it requires people to take responsibility. Somehow, you know, everybody wants to come to the United States and kind of short circuit and take advantage of what our founding fathers and others have done and said, okay, hey, and if you want to come here, fine. You know, we have an immigration program. We've been saying all along, just enforce the immigration program. We don't need super vetting. We just need vetting. We just need people to follow the law. You know, but Donald Trump has led us into the world of hyperbole, and everything's got to be super. You know, it's got to be terrific. Why don't just look? We got good laws. Let's follow those laws. If they need to be adjusted, then Congress get, you know, maybe forego a vacation or two, and maybe buckle down here a little bit, and let's get caught up and take care of the work at hand. I mean, every time I turn around, you guys are taking time off. I mean, stay in D.C., and I know sometimes that's dangerous. Some say it's better when they're not there, because when they're not there, they're not creating goofy laws and creating more problems. But I think things are changing there a little bit. And this is because of the leadership and the contrast of one Donald Trump. Like him, hate him, you know, feel how you ever you want to feel about it. But we're, you know, when he talked about draining the swamp, it's kind of difficult when you have the leader of the country modeling and setting the example. This guy is a nonstop worker. I mean, what do you operate? 3-4 hours of sleep? And he is consummate. And at 70 years old. And I got to imagine the rest of these senators, congressmen, they don't know what to do with themselves. They're running around going, how do I keep up with this guy? Well, not only how do you keep up with him, how do you look in contrast to a 70-year-old guy who is working his tail off on behalf of we the people? And as he said, he's draining the swamp. And it's not going to happen overnight. And as Megan and I were talking about, it is quite the mess that he inherited. Okay? And on top of that, he's trying to clean this mess up, and you've got people that want to be argumentative and just cause problems just because they can. You know, Maxine Waters, a representative of the people in Los Angeles, does she want to work with this problem? Oh, no. You know, I want to impeach him. Oh, great. Yeah, let's go down that road. Let's hinder the government. Let's find reasons to be disagreeable. And then what are you doing on behalf of the people? And it's not just the people of Los Angeles. Because of the way the Senate is set up, it's far-reaching. It's about all of us. So even though you may say, well, she's not my senator or she's not my congresswoman, she is. Because she is part of what we call the United States of America. And she needs to get her act together as the others do. I understand. Look, at we need your opinion. We need your belief. And bring it to the public square. Bring it to the well of the Senate and the well of Congress and argue your point. And let's make something happen. But you can't do that sitting in your own corner, sucking your thumb, throwing yourself down in the fetal position and looking for a safe place. You have to engage. If you really believe that something is wrong here in River City, then God bless you. Go for it. Let's reason together. Okay, but we have to be reasonable people. That's assuming we're reasonable. Fact is, we're not reasonable right now. And this is gumming up the whole works. And Donald Trump, to his credit, walks away from his business, his family responsibilities, and everything for the sake of this country, saying, hey, look, I'm going to put my head in the fan. I'm going to try to fix this thing. And what does he get for return? Thank you very much. Oh, on top of that, that $78,000 in first quarter, I'm not even taking that pay. I'm not even taking the people's money. I'm going to give it away. I'm going to give it back to the government. I like Sean Spicer. He says, it's not as easy as you think when you go to give away money, especially to a government agency. I mean, they had to go through all these qualifiers. I mean, it's kind of goofy. It's amazing what the government will do when it takes things, but when you go to give it to them, it really messes them up. Maybe that's what we could do one year as well. Get together and we'll just pay the IRS more money than they should get. You know, probably freak them out. You know, go into shock. Of course, then what will happen is then they'll just say, okay, what are you going to do next year? Let's just, you know, you've already demonstrated you're willing to do this. So much for benevolence. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to reason together. We've got to be reasonable and let's get on with this and get away from all these nuclear options and what potentially is coming down the pike.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
I've spent my entire career as a journalist uncovering the truth. Until the day my wife presented me with the biggest story of my life.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
From the studio that brought you God's Not Dead.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
How can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The Gospels are filled with contradiction.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going
to
be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
Do you really want to know the truth, or is your mind already made up?
The Case for Christ. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have the courage to say it.
We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We got it, we got it, we got it. Let the light shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We got it, we got it, we got it. Let the light shine.
Neil Martinez, live.
You know, when you talk about courage, if it's in and of yourself, it's pretty well strained. But if it comes from the one who created you, it's easy and it just flows. Yes, it can be bold, and yes, you stick your head out and it can get lopped off. But if there was ever a time that our light needed to shine, it is now. Especially when we have a country that is saying we've lost our way and our moral compass. I encourage you to let that courage that is within you shine forth, because there is a dark world in which we live in that needs the light to shine forth. Bruce Hoskonek is with us. Good to have him back. He is a judicial analyst for Focus on the Family, responsible for research and analysis of legal and judicial issues related to Christians and the institution of the family, including First Amendment freedom of religion and free speech issues, judicial activism, marriage, homosexuality, and pro-life matters. Bruce, always good to be talking to you, and good to have you back here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A lot going on. I'm telling you, a lot. There's nothing, you know, nothing lacking when it comes to talk radio and the topics that are abounding. I think people are, you know, interested to observe that we got some bipartisanship overnight with the actions of our president against Syria. And it's... you know, when we can reason together, this has kind of been the theme this morning. When we can, when reasonable people can come together and reason outside of their idealism and being ideological, and we want to consider the other's perspective, a lot can be accomplished.
Yeah, that isn't that true? And of course, that's how the founders hoped the country would turn out. But they created this interesting system of checks and balances where if we don't get along, there's going to be stops on anyone who tries to exceed their authority. It's an unique system we have in the United States.
And, of course, yesterday as well, we saw what happened when you short-circuit the process. This was a precedent established by Harry Reid and the Harry Reid rule, and Mitch McConnell had no other choice but to invoke the Harry Reid rule, what many are referring to as the nuclear option, in order to get Judge Gorsuch up before the Senate for approval, which will happen today.
All right. You know, Gorsuch is extremely well qualified. Even the APA, which is no far right organization at all, they gave Gorsuch their highest rating as a judge and as a candidate for the Supreme Court. And yet there was such division in the Senate having to do with, I think, disappointment over the November election that stemmed and it just simply overflowed into the Gorsuch nomination. So, yeah, well, Harry Reid changed the rule in 2013 for all judges and all executive nominations except the Supreme Court, which made it inevitable that if the Republicans wanted to, they could simply add Supreme Court justices to that list.
Exactly.
So now it's 51 votes for all executive nominations. It seems consistent to me.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt. I think that they and I kept thinking, you know, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that the Democrats would sober up a little bit and find a way to avoid the nuclear option, because now they've set the hook. I mean, you had the Harry Reid rule, but it was for federal judges, not for the Supreme Court. And when they forced the hand of the Republicans, it was like, OK, this is going to be with us for generations now.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't, logically, it didn't make sense, you know, strategically, if you were the Democrats in the Senate, that this made no sense. They should have pulled their, you know, waited to exercise their power, if they had any, for the next justice. This Gorsuch only replaces Justice Scalia. The composition of the court doesn't really change with this nomination, so this should not have been the fight if there ever is going to be one.
Well, they were looking to change it, but to change it decidedly in their own activist liberal, you know, position. And the thing is, as you say, Donald Trump surprised everybody, and that when picking Neil Gorsuch, I mean, here you got a guy with such a high ABA rating as Neil Gorsuch, and is about as mainstream as you can, and then you've got Democrats saying he's not mainstream. It's like, wait a minute, you're like telling we the people that a pig is a cow. It doesn't
exactly.
happen, you know? It's just way too obvious.
Yeah, especially when his decisions were like on panel, three-judge panels in the Senate Circuit, 97% of them were unanimous. It's really hard to call him out of the mainstream, but that's the way the political games are played on Capitol Hill.
Well, it's wearing people out, and I think they're glad it's over. It's got to be a tough way to start the job. You know, Clarence Thomas will probably meet him at the entrance and go, I know how you feel. You know, you've got the heavy black robe now. Welcome, but you might need a couple of days to take a breather and get over the insanity. But
I was telling somebody here yesterday that yesterday's action was inevitable. The very day that Senator Ted Kennedy got up on the floor of the Senate in 1986 and condemned Robert Bork with the most vehement language possible. And today we're going to see, you know, the nuclear option, the result of that, when Gorsuch is confirmed with 50, you know, less than 60 votes. And it all started back in 1986. So.
Yeah.
Everything has become the culture war, and including the Senate, and that's the way the game is being played now. I don't know if that's going to stay that way indefinitely, or they're ever going to, you know, respond to this and try to get back to the way things were. But that horse might be out of that barn forever. I don't.
Yeah. Well, Ronald Reagan said anything done in the government, in the context of the government, was about the closest thing to eternity that you could get to in this side of heaven. So chances of it changing, probably not likely, Bruce. But anyway, I did want to talk to you about another thing that's been most disturbing, and that has to do with the case of David DeLeiden and Planned Parenthood. David DeLeiden, of course, was the one and his team that videotaped Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which is illegal. And so here's the summation, the real quick summation, is that Dalyden catches them in this felonious act. Nothing happens to Planned Parenthood, and David Dalyden is facing jail time.
That's exactly right. And, you know, his investigative reports involved various states and various Planned Parenthood affiliates and the people that they do business with who do the tissue procurement, like Stem Express is the big name that you probably heard. Mm-hmm. And California, of course, liberal legislature, liberal government, they decide to protect Planned Parenthood and indict David. Mm-hmm. You know, the same thing happened in Texas.
Right.
If you recall, the Attorney General of Texas asked the prosecutor in Houston to go after Planned Parenthood based on the evidence that David had uncovered. And instead, the prosecutor down there decided to indict David. Mm. That was thrown out of court eventually, and hopefully this will too. But this is a very disturbing trend of government protection of the Planned Parenthood dynasty.
Exactly. Well, there's a little bit more reason in Texas. California is so goofy, they're not sure if they're one or six states right now. And so they're so bifurcated. But State Attorney General Javier Becerra, I mean, shame on him for pursuing this and turning the world upside down. What happened to the babies? What happened to the mothers and the families that were greatly affected by this illegal activity of Planned Parenthood? I guess it's just thrown out in the dumpster and forgotten and passed on, I guess. That's the way they want to do it.
Well, hopefully there are First Amendment issues here and about undercover reporting and investigative reporting. And hopefully these prosecutions will fall flat. But do you know that even after this came to light, Planned Parenthood started working with the Attorney General's office to pass a new law. It won't apply to David, mm-hmm. but they've made the recording statutes even tougher, and they only apply to licensed medical personnel. How specific can they get without mentioning the name Planned Parenthood?
Right.
So that's the new law in California. So it's very dangerous when governments get into bed with industries like Planned Parenthood.
Well, you know, what can you say? I mean, this has been goofy from day one, and David Dalyden, Sandra Merritt, like you say, even though these cases are dropped, I mean, we're talking expensive proposition here, Bruce, to defend your freedom in the courts. I mean, this isn't cheap. I mean, this is, you know, CrowdFundMe. This is whatever you can do to raise a fund to free David Dalyden and Sandra Merritt, right?
Right, and they have good counsel. I believe Life Legal Defense Foundation is providing their defense, and they've been sued civilly by Planned Parenthood in a number of cases in a number of states, and most of them have been thrown out by now. But even defending against frivolous lawsuits costs time and money. So
exactly.
they're trying to wear him down and make the punishment the process.
Well, the people need to push back. They need to push back on their AGs and tell them that where are you in indicting Planned Parenthood? Oh, by the way, it is a felony to sell baby parts. And what are you doing about that, right?
Exactly right.
Well,
hopefully we'll see that day come.
Well, we got to keep pushing, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce Hoskonek, judicial analyst for Focus on the Family on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products of Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's called the